Welcome to Winning on the Inside and Out. My name is Issa Teese, and I'm here to share with you the wisdom I have gleaned in over 30 years of powerful personal difficulties, successes, private coaching, and business development. Massive success in our outer world can only occur when we shift our inner world. Now is the time for us to shift from existing to thriving. Please visit our website at www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. Hi, everyone. This is Issa Teese, and it is awesome to be with you today. I want to remind you that it's always a good idea to have a paper and pen available if you're the kind of person that likes to take notes, because my podcasts are about giving great wisdom along with practical tools. So if you're the kind of person who likes to really follow through, which I highly recommend that you do, then I encourage you to put yourself in a place where you can take notes and do that in a way that will work for you, whatever that is. So today we're going to talk about the code to success called self-talk. Oh boy, self-talk. That's that little voice in your mind. So what I would like to do is, before we go into self-talk, I just want to remind you on another show where I spoke about your lasting motivation. That lasting motivation that we spoke about is your why, the fuel to the engine that drives you every day to do what it is that you do. I invite you to go back and find that podcast because it is a starting point that is incredibly powerful. It will make a difference in everything you do every day. So you remember, this remembering is going to be like this little voice that you have in your head. And we all have a little and sometimes a really big voice in our heads that dominates our life. You know, it dominates what we do, and it's constantly evaluating how we did it. Did we do it good? Did we do it bad? It's in a constant state of evaluation. Some people have called this the critical voice. Some people have called it the monster voice. But take a moment to just review your self-talk right now. What kind of thoughts are going through your precious little mind right this very minute? Think of something that you already accomplished in this day. I know many of you have done already so many things in this day, but just pick one. Do, 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 do. Okay, you got one? Now, note how you felt about it. What are your thoughts or judgments about it? Did you do it well? Was there something that you felt like you could have done better? Is there more to do so you do not feel fulfilled or good about what you accomplished? See, this voice can be a gift or it can be a major hindrance. It can lift us or it can destroy us. Do you ever wonder where that voice comes from? Do you always or sometimes feel like you have no control over it? Do you wonder where it gets its information? Well, this voice, or what I call the voice of doom sometimes, the voice of glee sometimes, is actually just recycled ignorance. Recycled ignorance is made up of all the programming that we have been given throughout our lives. We grow up being told what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. We're filled with somebody else's ideas or programs, and we're infused with their stuff. We're like this white slate. You know, like a whiteboard is all pure, and then we start being inputted with people's stuff. When we're growing up, every thought we hear from somebody else is programmed into our head, and it's kept forever. The mind doesn't know if these thoughts are good or bad. It just takes the information and it repeats it back to you. See, we're really programmed by people who mean well. Our parents, our family, our friends, you know, all those people, they teach us what they think is good. And I'm putting in quotes, they, underline they. It's where they come from. Well, who says that what they think is okay is what's really right for you? But what else do we have going on here on the planet? You know, what else can they teach you? They don't know anything else but what it is that they know. So then we get inundated with the school teachers, and then we throw in the beliefs from the TV and the radio and the music and all those other things. And pretty soon we have such a plethora of information that we don't know who's on first, what to believe, who is right, who is wrong. Wonder why we're a confused society? Think about it. Have you ever noticed that most of the world is not like ever so joyful? Have you ever wondered why you too might be struggling or have difficulty with so much of your life? Who might have told you that life was going to be hard? Who might have told you that things were going to be difficult for you? If we're given information, ideas from those that are not positive and uplifted, then we may have been programmed with what they think and what they feel. Think about the people that are on the streets or people that are in the ghetto that grow up in really difficult situations. Do you think that they're walking around like Mary Poppins and hearing that kind of input? I don't think so. What they're doing is they're hearing what their parents and their environment is telling them. So you can see here that we're pretty programmed. That does not mean it has anything to do with who you can choose to be now. Absolutely doesn't. So right now you might be reviewing your morning and so far thinking about who was influential in your upbringing, and perhaps you're understanding more about the endless loop that never seems to be still, about what your childhood was like and who told you what. Well, you might be asking yourself, what the heck am I going to do with this? Excuse me. Well, this has everything to do with everything in your life. This has everything to do with your business, with your personal relationships, because success or failure is determined by your self-talk, by your attitude, by your beliefs about what success and failure mean. How you deal with perceived rejection is going to influence how you handle yourself with someone when they don't return your call, or you ask somebody out on a date, or you don't ask them out on a date because you're afraid that you're going to be rejected. Perhaps you won't ask for something in your workplace that would be advantageous for your job position because you're afraid of rejection. Perhaps you won't ask your partner or your spouse for something because you're afraid of them not approving of you. Your self-talk has everything to do with your feeling of self-confidence and willingness to speak with people about anything that's really going on with you. How you approach people is influenced by the self-talk that you have before your calls, before your interactions with people, before everything. And self-talk is insidious. It is many times so deep that we don't even know that it's happening. It can be so subtle, or it can be very, very loud. Self-talk can be uplifting and loving and kind, but you know what? Generally, it isn't. It's a critical voice that reminds you of everything that you didn't do right, everything that wasn't done perfectly. But think about this. What's perfect? Whose reality are you living when you take on an idea of perfection? We know that somebody can look at one thing and say, oh my gosh, that is the most incredible, awesome thing. And somebody else will look at you and go, say what? You got to be kidding me. That turns my stomach. Perfection is perceptual. It's not real. Remember that most of the time, the idea you have of perfection, about how good or how bad something is, was formed on how someone else determined what is perfect. And we as children, even as adults, we take that on and make it ours. Well, your business and your life is going to improve and feel better when you're feeling more positive, more enthused, and more successful. It's going to increase when you're hearing self-talk that is loving and powerful and positive. So how do we do this? You might be saying, okay, this is all great. I get that. I hear this. But, you know, how are we going to change this inner voice? Well, the first step is awareness. It's so important to notice when you're feeling badly about anything that has happened in any part of your life. You must notice when you feel like you've not done it good enough or fast enough or as good as somebody else, perhaps, when you're comparing. And when you notice that, you must stop. Stop. Go, whoa, enough already. You can say something to yourself like, well, here's one of those programs I took on. Oh, thank you very much. I'm all done with that one. And you don't even have to know where that program came from. It doesn't matter. The second step is choose again. You have a choice here, people. You can decide what you are feeling uplifting or bettering your life or not. It doesn't matter where this belief or voice originated from. It's important of what you do right here, right now. So you choose again. We're not here to just grow our bank account in life. We're here to grow our joy account. If we want money because we think it's going to make us feel good, well, what if you felt good and that helped you bring the money? Now, isn't that an interesting switch? But you know what? Most people are out there trying to make money, trying to get, but they forget what's internally causing the outer world to be what it is. When you choose again, you note that the yucky feeling is there and you switch it to something that uplifts you. So here's an example, and I'm going to use this as a business example. Let's say that you're in sales and you're so excited about this new project that you've got going, and your job is to go out there and find a customer for or get somebody to enroll in what it is that you do. And you're all over yourself with enthusiasm and you start speaking, and after about 10 minutes of nonstop talking, you realize that you have just dump trucked way too much information on this person. In fact, you might notice that you're out of breath and you're even panting. Well, one of the clues that you just overwhelmed this person is there's like dead silence on the other end of the phone. And you go, hello, Mandy, are you still there? And she responds with, well, gosh, you know, I'm really glad this is for you. I really get your enthusiasm, but you know what? It's not for me. I have to go now. I'll talk to you some other time. And then she, boom, here comes a dial tone, hangs up. And you hang up that phone dejected and depressed. And you note that inner voice saying, wow, you really blew it. She told you she wanted to do something different, and you never even asked her one question about how she was or what she was looking for. You just dumped everything on her all at once. You know, you're never going to get this. You don't do well at anything you do anyway. I don't even know why you're trying at this. This is for those that already have big, you know, big goals and big successes in their lives, lots of experience. You're just not that person. You might as well give up now before you lose all your friends and you get fired anyway. You might as well quit before you even get fired. Yeah, I'm thinking that would be good for you. Yo, you know what I'm speaking about here? Is there anything familiar about what this inner process is about? Have you thought thoughts like this before? Of course you have. We all have, people. We all have. We all have one of these little voices. You're now very aware of this inner dialogue and the bad rap you're giving yourself. You immediately interrupt the conversation that you're now observing and you switch it to something like this. Wow, that was a great learning experience for me. I got to see how excited and how passionate I am about my work, about what it is I'm selling here. I really saw that, man, I know more about this than I thought I did. And now all I have to do is I just take this passion and this knowledge and I learn to ask questions of my friends so, you know, they will be able to get what it is that they really need. I can be watching, you know, I can be watching for what they say when they share what's going on with them, so I'll best know how to serve them. I can learn how I can help them get what they want through what it is that I have to offer them. I can even show them how what it is that I have can solve any dilemma that they may have. And man, since now I know more than I thought I knew, I can easily weave this into my conversation with them or the next person I speak to. When I do this, I'm actually going to be having an interchange, hello, instead of just a one-way unload. How cool is that? Oh yeah, and by the way, I can speak slower. I can breathe deeper. I can pause for feedback. Yep, this last call was a great training call for me. In fact, I can't wait to make the next one so I can practice my new awareness. Do you see how you can turn this old self-talk into something awesome? So this is very, very key if you're going to retrain yourself about what is mandatory if you're going to be a smashing success and get what it is that you truly deserve. And step number 3 is to take other things that are going to help you make a difference. In other words, use other tools that you can learn that will help you. And here's what it is that I'm referring to. Positive affirmations, scripting, which I'm going to speak about on another podcast. Read books or listen to books and CDs and MP3s that will replace the old programs with the new ones. Get into learning more about who you are and become conscious of what you're saying, thinking, feeling, and doing. Being present in the moment is a major, major key to winning on the inside and out. Winning on the inside and out is about being dead straight with yourself. It's about being absolutely present. It's about getting what it is that you're doing, giving up the criticism about it, and then making changes so you create the new you. So today, you can take charge of those old programs. You can create new self-talk that supports and empowers you. You can ask those around you to become your buddies and call each other on your old programmed ways of being. You can call each other when you're not present with each other. When somebody talks to you and they answer with something that's completely not related, or you ask them to do something and they completely move on and they never even heard you, bring that to their attention. Stop each other from negative self-denigrating speaking, inwardly or outwardly. It will never allow you to succeed if you continue to be at effect of this unconscious behavior. It takes passion to do this. But today is the day that you can change your life. Today is the day that you can change your business. Today is the day that you can change your relationships. Are you willing to take charge of your thoughts and make it happen? See, it's up to you. And I'm going to leave you with this option. Throughout today, just ask the question, what will it take for me to make permanent change in my self-talk? What will it take for me to make permanent change in my self-talk? Don't expect an answer. Just ask it over and over again. And when you do this, you're usually going to get an unexpected little inspiration that'll come, and it's going to help you become more aware, more present, and help you be more dedicated to make the changes that you're asking for. This is all it takes. And yes, this all is a big all, and it's a little all. It's all in your perception. So until next time, stay aware. Feel a hug and make this the most positive self-talk, incredible week of your life so far. And as you're moving along with all this newfound knowledge, I want to support you in going to www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. OurWealthBuildingSystem.com. I invite you to come be a part of our family at a new level and make this the most awesome, awesome experience of your life so far. Until next time, feel that hug all over again.